Topic 4. Explaining phenomena with a cause and effect sequence, involving mechanics versus hypothetical cause and effect simulation models. When the underlying cause and effect sequences of phenomena are unknown, it may be feasible and very interesting to explain it in terms of a hypothetical simulation model. To illustrate this idea precisely, I will use the pressure produced by a gas in a closed vessel and gravity as examples. The underlying cause and effect sequences, in terms of dynamics and mechanics of a gas in the closed vessel, are known. However, this is not the case with gravitational attraction. We of course understand gravitational attraction on a behavioral, mathematical, and theoretical level. However, we cannot explain the related cause and effect sequences of gravitational attraction in terms of mechanics. To illustrate the concept, I will present a brief cause and effect explanation of gas pressure and the following subtopic. This will be followed by a hypothetical simulation cause and effect explanation of gravity. Subtopic: an explanation based on a cause and effect sequence involving mechanics using gas pressure in a closed vessel as an example. We can easily explain the pressure of a gas in a closed vessel in terms of a cause and effect sequence involving mechanics. Specifically, the pressure is the result of moving particles, called molecules, colliding with the walls of the vessel. If we slow down the average speed of the molecules, which can be done by lowering the temperature, the pressure drops. We can also increase the average speed of the molecules by raising the temperature, which of course will increase the pressure. We can prove that the molecules are moving by introducing fine dust particles into the vessel. When this is done, the dust particles will be randomly bombarded by the moving gas molecules, which will result in tiny random movements of the dust particles. This of course is a well-known phenomenon, known as Brownian motion. See video Brownian motion and video Brownian motion Audiopedia. An alternative proof that the molecules are moving can be seen by introducing smoke into the vessel. The smoke will be pushed around by the moving gas particles, and it will eventually spread homogeneously throughout the vessel. If the molecules comprising the gas and the smoke are slowed down by lowering the temperature, the smoke will require more time to diffuse throughout the vessel. If the speed of the molecules comprising the gas and the smoke are increased by raising the temperature, the rate of diffusion will also increase. Subtopic: an explanation based on a hypothetical cause and effect simulation model, using gravity as an example. The previous subtopic contained an explanation of gas pressure in a closed vessel, based on a cause and effect sequence involving mechanics. We cannot explain gravity in this way, because the underlying mechanics are unknown. However, we can create a cause and effect simulation model based on the way gravity behaves. For the hypothetical simulation model, let us imagine that there are very tiny particles moving in space in all directions. These particles would be much smaller than the subatomic particles that can be detected in a cloud chamber. These particles very rarely collide with each other, because they are extremely small. If a stone is floating in interstellar space, it will be bombarded in all directions by these tiny particles. Thus, the net force from the moving particles on the stone will be zero. However, if we place a planet near the stone, some of the moving particles will be blocked by the planet. As a result, there will be an unbalanced force on the stone attracting it toward the planet. The unbalanced force would be stronger if the planet is very massive, because it will block a larger percentage of particles from one direction. If the planet has a very low mass, it will block a smaller percentage of particles from one direction, and the unbalanced force on the stone will be weaker. Subtopic: a note on the hypothetical simulation model presented above. The above, of course, is a hypothetical simulation model created for illustration purposes. Thus, it might not represent the true underlying mechanics that produce gravity. However, it could be evaluated experimentally a number of ways. For example, based on this model, protons and neutrons would be bombarded randomly by the tiny particles that produce gravity. This would result in random movements or vibrations of the protons and neutrons, similar to Brownian movements of molecules. It is generally accepted that subatomic particles move randomly or vibrate, but this does not imply that the above is the true cause of these movements. Entities with extremely high densities, such as the proton, would not allow any of the tiny particles to pass through them, in spite of their very low mass. As a result, highly dense particles such as protons would produce an attractive force. Matter with ordinary levels of density would of course allow most of the gravity particles to pass through their mass with very little interference. Web-based articles for additional and supporting information that relates to this chapter. What are ultimate and proximate causes? Ultimate cause, philosophy and behavior, Britannica. Evolutionary Theory and the Ultimate Proximate Distinction in the Human Behavioral Sciences, by Thomas C. Scott Phillips, and others. Root causes and impacts of severe accidents at large nuclear power plants. Causes of incidents and accidents, involving aviation. Accident investigation, back to reality. Accident investigation techniques. Investigating causes and assigning blame by Ira J. Rimson, P. Forensic Engineer. Causes and effects of the rapid sinking of the Titanic, by Vicky Bassett. How do accidents happen? A study of more than 700,000 crashes in the UK has produced detailed evidence on the causes of road traffic accidents. How to write a cause and effect essay. Cause and effect essay. Writing cause and effect papers. Cause and effect paragraphs. Cause and effect topics. How to write a cause and effect essay on any topic. Cause and effect essays. The law of cause and effect, dominant principle of classical physics. Cause and effect, by W. Daniel Hillis. How to write a good accident or incident report, by Jack Benton. 4 Steps for Writing an Effective Accident Report, by Chris Rode. Writing Effective Incident Reports. Web-based videos for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this topic. How to write a cause and effect essay. Topics, outline, statement. Cause and effect essays. How to write a cause-effect essay, by David Taylor. Cause and effect language. How to write an incident report, by Rutgers Rees-Knights. Accident and incident reports, Corelia Stats Waters. Accident reporting, Plumbing Council. Incident report practice video. If you want to go to chapter 14 of this ebook, left click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.